Welcome to the podcast of the HOP Erasmus Plus Youth e-learning platform, fostering e-learning in youth work around Europe and beyond.
Hello and welcome everybody, and welcome to this issue of our podcast in which we will explore online platforms for learning and communication, and in particular, spatial communication platforms. We will get into it in a second. My name is Carmine Rodi. I'm Italian, facilitator, youth worker, trainer, and comedian part-time. And I live in Prague, and it's a pleasure to run these episodes. Tonight's guest is Antonella Cozzoni, who works in Intermediate, an NGO based in Patras, Greece, and she's been involved in youth work already for 7 years. I had the pleasure to cooperate with her already 4 times, which is a lot of time, and it's always a pleasure. So it's my great pleasure to welcome her tonight on the podcast. Hello, Antonella, how are you?
Hello. Hello, Carmine. The pleasure is all mine.
So you are in Patras right now. How is the weather? First question.
Okay, so I am in Patras, yes. Patras is in the middle of Greece. For the people who don't know it, usually people just like get off on a boat and they go over to other places. They don't stay in Patras. So that's why. And we had a huge, huge cold wave in the entire country. Well, except for Patras, where it was like sunny. Yeah.
Because it's true. I've seen pictures of snow in Athens.
Yeah.
But not in Patras.
Nah, Patras did not even have the decency to be cloudy.
So that's one good reason to visit. The weather is better than average Greece.
300 days per year.
Wow.
So come over, people. Come over.
So tonight we are talking about spatial communication platforms online. Not special, but spatial, as in creating a space.
I thought it was because I'm special.
You are very special, but that's not the reason why I invited you. So basically, we're talking about these online platforms where people can meet, and there is something original and interesting, and people can move around, and you have more the feeling of a real-life meeting rather than, you know, Zoom sitting and talking. What is your tool in this sense?
So my tool, I've used a lot, but the one I'm going to be talking to you about tonight, it's called WonderMe.
WonderMe. And the website is?
It's
Wonder.me. People can
Wonder.me.
Find it.
Wonder.me. Yeah, it's Wonder.me. Very simple. You can just look it up and you can create your own space. That's where it's coming from. It's a very simple, nice platform where people get to meet. It's a proximity based. So you will see that in many different online platforms. It's like just in real life, when you go close to a group of people or a person, you can talk to them, you can see them, you can, you kind of like feel them. Then the further away you go, the less you can hear about them, and then they disappear. So you can think about it like small islands or like small conversation corners in a bar.
Like bubbles, right?
It creates bubbles. It's like bubbles, exactly. Yes.
So in that sense, proximity, you're closer to people, you hear them, you can talk to them. And then if you want them to disappear from your life, you just have to move away.
You just move, and like nobody will ever say anything. Whereas, you know, in real life, it would be awkward probably. But here you can just like, I'm going to explore the space, and you just leave.
That's true. And also in real life, people don't really disappear from your life. They're still there, just a little further, but they're still there. So this is an interesting question. What do you like about online learning? We've met 3 times, always online, and then only 1 time in physical shapes. Yeah. What do you like about the online spaces?
I like about the online spaces, they can be more inclusive sometimes. I get the feeling they can be more inclusive than the spaces, you know, in person, because the online learning spaces I've had, there have been like many people from around the world and the 5 continents, which is a little harder to get when we have, like, you know, these intercultural mobilities in Europe. Not impossible, but it's a little harder. True. So it's inclusive. You can see this diversity. It's time bound, but more people get to join. So, like, because
it is more casual in a way. No, it's easier to join because maybe you don't have the full time, but you can still join for half meeting, for example.
Exactly. And it's easier for people and many people. And when I talk about, and then there's this diversity, people who cannot just like leave their job or like have a family with small children who wouldn't be able to participate in the mobility learning, then they can, you know, devote like 2 hours of their life and meet you.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Especially now after this long pandemic, which has affected so many people online, kept so many of us going, really.
Yeah, and I realized that it gives you a strength. It still provides the sense of community and the support that you get, the same sense as the presential learning, but it's also you can take more space for yourself and it allows more space for reflection. So I like those advantages, you know.
But let's focus a bit on WonderMe. What are the characteristics and what do you like about it? First of all, you would recommend it for which kind of work, which kind of groups?
So I would recommend it basically for any kind of group, but I would go into more sort of like what we call informal activities. So if you have a networking event or if you want to do a team bonding activity or even a party sometimes, you know, during the pandemic, you can even have an online party. It's true. So I would go into those more like team building sort of activities. I wouldn't go into like, you know, a webinar, a strictly educational webinar. That's not for WonderMe, maybe.
But that's a fun vibe.
Sort of, yeah, because it has this feeling of the bubbles where you can work, you can talk with different groups of people. And you can have like this networking activity with different topics and people can move around and choose whichever place they want to be.
How does the space look like? So visually,
it's an interface and then you get to set up your own background. So it can be a playground or it can be small.
A sunny beach.
A sunny beach, or it can be so depending on your topic, you can choose. It can be a bar or a library even. Like we use it sometimes for books exchange. And yeah, the background then it's a library. You know?
Oh, that's very interesting. But you cannot create rooms, like physical rooms inside the room.
No. It's only bubbles. So it's like you have the interface and then you have these bubbles that look like rooms, but are not rooms exactly.
Right.
Well. It can host up to 50 people, mm-hmm. as far as I know right now. But these things, you know, these platforms are dynamic and they can change and they can get an update. And like today it might be 50 people and tomorrow they might be able to technically support 100 people.
Yeah, that's true.
This is what is changing, though.
But it is free. It's free, as I see it.
It was, but it says, as a spoiler alert, that there might be a price range.
Yeah, so when they when a platform becomes successful, then, they monetize it. Yeah, that's the reality in which we're living. But as it is now?
Right now, till the mid 2022, it's gonna be for free, and then let's hope, you know, they will have like really affordable prices also for NGOs and youth organizations and youth workers and educators. So hopefully, it will still be a lot accessible, but I don't know how it will go. Of course.
Yeah, and the motto is: it's a virtual space that makes conversation fun, spontaneous and completely natural. No more
how is that natural?
Yeah, I don't know what does it mean, completely natural, without sugars. No more video call fatigue. That's a good thing.
It is.
You agree?
I would say yes, but it's the context that makes it different, because people get into different mood and like you use it for these different kind of ideas. Like I said, for networking, for team bonding, for the fun part, I agree, because you don't stay in just one place. You can move. And this sensation can You can feel it somehow in your body also.
True.
Because you choose where you are. So it kind of gives the freedom and the liberty for you to be wherever you want to be and with a group of people that you want to be. And the feedback that I'm getting from the people that have participated is they keep their cameras on more often than on other tools.
Oh, that is true. That is true. I have experience with WonderMe, and I was thinking, did I leave more energized? And I think it may be a thing. Because you don't have to sit there all the time. You want to take a break, you take a break. And also there is this, yeah, as you said, flexibility, which then means I'm more inclined to interact with the people I want to interact with.
And, you know, the more liberty people have, the more open they will be and the more natural. And this is where the natural goes. It's like people go there like no predispositions, no pressure. You don't need to be somebody, just like casually follow whatever is going on.
But then maybe let's explore the other side. You said you wouldn't really necessarily use it for a workshop or you know, for a learning experience.
Maybe it was not the correct wording or sentences. I would use it, but carefully. It depends on the level of autonomy, like, it's nice for separating the participants into groups. So like there can be group work being done there, but there are a few technical limitations on how many people you can see on the screen and how many people can fit in a bubble. So you can't have like, you know, if I'm not mistaken, it was about like 9 people.
There is a limit. Yeah, there is a limit.
Yeah. So if it is more than 9, then, and this is an anecdote I have, you know, once we were left out with a person, like we were trying to join the one group and like it was 9 people. So then I would go to the other bubble and suddenly this was also 9 people. So we were left, you know, wandering in between the bubbles.
So you created your own bubble with this person.
Yes. I really got to know this person a lot more.
that's a welcome byproduct. But yeah, I can see how it can create social anxiety, even online. Oh, these people don't want me. And that's kind of sad.
It's like, but they didn't know. It's not like you can knock a door and, you know, they can move aside and put another chair. It's like, this is the technical capability. So they didn't really know.
And on the other hand, I was reading today an article that says that Zoom meetings over 10 people tend to become more boring. So 10 really seems to be the sweet spot after which people stop engaging and there is usually somebody dominating the meeting and then the energy is gone. Maybe that's, there is a reason why 9 is still engaging and then...
Yeah, it's about the group dynamics and how much you hold then the group accountable for what. It gets big after that. It makes sense.
Yeah. So I think we are wrapping up. Thank you very much, Antonella. So WonderMe is the tool we discussed tonight. Wonder.me for people who want to find it. At the moment, it's free. There is a group size limit, which we said is about
50.
50, but smaller groups, maximum 9.
Yes.
And it's fun, engaging.
And super easy to operate also as a facilitator and coordinator. You just like, you create an account, you create a space, and then you just operate it. That's it.
Yeah.
It's really simple.
Mix and mingle like it's the real deal. I like also the style in which the website is designed. It is like that. Energy.
Fun.
Yeah. So we discussed also how it was good to use it and how it was bad to use it. So people should know that there is a group size, that there is a limit to the small group size, because otherwise they're just left out.
Exactly. So take care of that and like, you know, make sure to like not, so people don't feel separated, so that the groups are like equally distributed or like nobody's left alone.
Or maybe have a plan B in case the groups get set too quickly, then make sure there is somebody looking after the lost ones.
Exactly. Yeah. And have fun. That's the point. Have fun.
Very good. Do you have any upcoming online work?
Upcoming online work. Let me see. Yes. It's coming pretty soon. In 2 months from now, we're going to be working on emotional intelligence in the workplace, and we will explore the 10 most important, according to the World Economic Forum, emotional skills in the workplace. And this will be going on for 5 weeks.
So, 5 weeks of emotional skills online, international or for Greeks?
International. It will be published.
That sounds very, very interesting. So looking forward to that. Thank you very much. This was Antonella Cozzoni from Patras, Greece, and we talked about Wonder Me. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the HOP Erasmus Plus Youth e-learning platform. More episodes and inspiring materials about e-learning curated for the needs of youth workers are available on our Facebook page. Visit HOP Platform and stay tuned.